Back at it now from the no panic zone here inside of Studio G. Steve Gruber on a St. Patrick's Day. I remember a lot of really festive St. Patrick's Day. Today, not the day. Today, a little bit different as we all stay home. No bars and restaurants open across the state of Michigan and many other states as well. We'll see where we go from here, but a lot of people looking at the stock market, a lot of people have decided not to look at the stock market. It appears to them to be background noise. Yesterday, a 3,000-point free fall. This morning, we hear about an $850 billion stimulus package being put together by the Trump administration to stem the bleeding. Joining me now, Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. Craig, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Hold up in my office. I'm expecting you're probably holed up in yours.
I am. Our team is actually scattered across. We're doing very similar to a lot of other companies have done. We are instituting a work-at-home situation because, as you know, we work with clients on a daily basis. And so we're trying to play our part and making sure that we're basically fulfilling the same requirements as any of the other firms. So let me discuss this with you.
Let me discuss this with you, Craig, because some companies allow for remote signatures, but there are regulations and so forth affecting different financial moves and decisions differently. But you told me when we spoke yesterday, there are still many things that can be done now remotely, remote signatures, remote moving of money and so forth. Tell me how people can remain mobile and fluid and involved from the Ameriprise point of view, from your point of view.
Well, one of the things that Ameriprise has basically done has been very client-focused, that we've always been, quite frankly, driven, and what's attracted us to Ameriprise Financial has been that mobility component. The technology has been there for quite a few years to be able to do that. A few financial institutions have actually perfected the ability to be able to work mobily. In many circumstances, you see a lot of impact. And in the RIA space, some of the larger institutions have placed some level of restrictions on even assistants being able to have access to some client information. In our situation, every one of us actually have a mobile or a laptop computer that we work from. We're able to dial in via VPN into our systems. We're able to do trades, cash flow management, transfer cash, all of that from mobile locations. We're actually in five different locations. Both of my assistants are at their homes. Both my other business partners are at their home. And we're going to actually be doing a dial-in and doing a team meeting mobile, if you will, and dial into I think we're doing WebEx is what we have here, dialing into that and utilizing the tools that we have available. Every one of our computers have the ability for doing signatures.
Right.
I even did myself and several clients have been able to do an e-signature via our cell phones. So from that perspective, that capability and flexibility has been able for us to make changes in these market conditions, to make adjustments rather quickly and efficiently. And that's been a pretty strong component, especially when we're looking at the environment that we find ourselves in now, with clients staying at home, with us staying at home and making the adjustments we need.
Craig Stiles with us, financial advisor, managing director of Ameriprise Financial Services. Obviously, we won't be in this hole forever, and so we will come up. But as far as convenience goes moving forward, of course, the president taking away barriers to doing telehealth, I think more barriers will be taken away from preventing you from doing these things. But right now, you sound like you're very well geared up. And so let's look at the markets. Down 3,000 points yesterday, unlike anything I've ever had to sit and witness. And I didn't pay a lot of attention to it. I won't kid you. People have bigger priorities right now than the stock market, don't they?
Well, yes, but there's basically three types of investors. One that are near retirements, ones that are in retirements, and ones that are far from retirement. And so each one of them have a different perspective of what's going on in the market and why, in many circumstances, like what we've talked before, why it's important for us to make sure essentials are covered, because in each one of those categories, essentials are going to be a little bit different.
Right.
But what we always have to be prepared for in each one of the categories is the unexpected, and this is one of those areas of unexpected. So you may recall also when I've talked before is that areas and criteria to look at are 3-, 5-, and 7-year numbers. Typically, there's a cycle that goes through. That the markets tend to go through. So you have cyclical recessions, you have structural recessions, and you have event-driven recessions. The least of these typically is the event-driven recession, and that is basically what's occurring at this point in time. So you have an event, the coronavirus, that is compounded with what's the battle that's been going on with the oil, because no one's really paying attention to the gas prices. Those are dropping. Oil markets are prices are dropping.
Sure.
Because of another battle that's going on, and that usually roils the markets as well. So all of these factors and variables are coming into play. When I put a greater emphasis on the 3, 5, and 7 year numbers, we're trying to always be ahead of the curve. We're always looking out 12 to 18 months and always trying to be prepared for the unexpected in some form or another while maintaining liquidity.
And I want to look at one other thing that you pointed out. One other chart before I run out of time here. I got about just over a minute here with Craig Stiles. Yep. After every major virus outbreak, the stock market has performed terrifically. After avian flu, the SARS outbreak, swine flu, MERS, all of it. After that, kind of dried up, the market went wild, didn't it?
Oh, it has. And going back to 94, you had the pneumatic plague. Then in 2003, you had SARS. And in 2006, you had the avian flu, dengue fever, swine flu, cholera, MERS, Ebola. And then we had the outbreak of measles, basically coming back in 2014. And even as of recently, June of this last year, in 2019. And the market in the first 6 months have ranged anywhere from being roughly just a little above 0.2% to as high as 18.7% after the swine flu.
So there's hope, is
12
the point.
Months after these events being as high as 36%.
Yeah, there you go. So there's hope out there, Craig.
Making short-term decisions can really affect long-term results.
Right. So just ride. Just hang on. Don't look if you don't have to. Even if you're in retirement, relax. You'll be all right. Craig, always good to have you here. You're an optimist. I know you're doing the right thing. And if people want to know more, real quickly, where can they find you?
They can call our office. It's 517-483-4893. Again, it's 517-483-4893. If they just want to talk about the markets, get a more in-depth perspective, we'd be more than happy to address it.
Craig Stiles, I'm sure we'll talk a lot in the days to come. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great one.